Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBSi on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Nuclear energy. The nuclear energy story in the United States has been mixed to non-transparent for many decades since Three Mile Island and a general understanding that there were other sources of energy. No longer. I hear it routinely talked about by major organizations in the United States. I mean Microsoft. I mean Meta. I mean Google. They're all looking at nuclear energy as a source of electricity for the needs of the data centers they're building in the transformation of our culture into the digital universe of artificial intelligence and beyond. Therefore, it's back in the story. The reason this is important is because nuclear energy depends upon uranium ore. There's a fundamental here that must be secured. These war years with Russia, it's also true that Rosatom, which is the Russian Federation's Nuclear Energy Administration, is the one source of nuclear ore that the U.S. and its allies continue to buy, despite all the sanctions regime on oil and coal and natural gas. Rosatom is universally needed. But where does Rosatom get its nuclear energy? Where does all of Asia get its nuclear energy? From ore. And where's the ore? I welcome my colleague Svante Cornell. He is research director of the American Foreign Policy Council's Central Asia Caucasus Institute. There's a clue, writing most recently at Real Clear Energy, about the source of that uranium ore, the good stuff and the less good stuff. Svante, it's wonderful. I put all that chain of supply together because we're back to Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan. What is there that the Russians know about that the Chinese are pleased with and that the U.S. needs to connect with? What is in those two countries of nuclear energy ore? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Thank you for having me. Well, I think it's the simple question, the simple answer is that Central Asia has a lot of natural uranium. Kazakhstan, it produces about 40% of the world's uranium. Uzbekistan follows Kazakhstan fairly closely. It's smaller, of course, but it is the fifth or sixth largest producer in the world. And just to the east of these two countries is Mongolia, which has large untapped reserves of uranium. We don't know how much. They're not producing very much right now, but there is a big potential over there as well. But as you mentioned, the Russians are there. The Chinese have increasingly come into the region, both in terms of seeking to build nuclear power plants in these countries, but also obviously in terms of securing access to the uranium for their own electricity needs. But the Central Asians, as you know, John, they don't want to be stuck between the Russians and the Chinese. They know they have to deal with them, and those two powers are going to be there, but they desperately want Western powers to be involved in the uranium market, just as was the case 30 years ago when they were opening up their oil and gas resources to the world and wanted to make sure that the United States was represented. So far, for reasons you have alluded to, the U.S. has not been particularly active in the issue of nuclear energy in Central Asia. So far, the only Western country that really has been there is France, with the French president, Mr. Macron, visiting the region, as well as visiting Mongolia. And just a few weeks ago, the president of Kazakhstan was in France to continue discussions about the sale of uranium and even letting France in to build Kazakhstan's own first nuclear power plant.
The governments in Uzbekistan, the government in Kazakhstan, because I've visited the region, I have a firm idea that they need everything, that Russia and China don't satisfy. They're ready for capital markets. They're ready for investors to come in. When I was there, the last time I was there, I believe in 2018, and one of the visits was thanks to you. Both of them were thanks to you at the council. What I saw was a nation in Tashkent and a nation in Alma-Ata that was ready to grow. Has that story continued since then? It's many years later after the pandemic. Has the United States shown up to invest? What is your measure?
I think we can see that there is more interest by U.S. companies in the region. And the countries, Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan, are trying actively to make it easier for American companies to be there and operate, with one set of principles across the region. The U.S. has set up something they call the B5+1. You know, there's a political mechanism for the U.S. meeting with Central Asia called the C5, meaning the Central Asian five countries plus the United States. They now have a B5+1, which is a business forum between the U.S. and Central Asian countries. But it's very much driven, I think, still by the private sector. The U.S. government as such is... has been otherwise preoccupied and hasn't really invested the same level of high-level attention as most other major powers have done. Leaving aside the Russians and the Chinese, even the EU has, the leader of the EU has visited the region twice personally. Obviously, Central Asia remains one of the few world regions that the U.S. president has never visited.
Yes, especially odd to me these years of growth in Central Asia, but let's stay with nuclear energy. France, is that a positive story? I know the French derive almost all of their electricity from nuclear energy and, in fact, sell to the Germans who have closed down their plants. Is France doing well in Central Asia? Is it understood? Is it sympathetic? Is it welcome?
Oh, France is welcome, but I wouldn't say it's well understood because the French involvement there, at least at the political level, is fairly recent. French uranium companies have been present in Kazakhstan for a long time, but it was really only after the crisis in Niger in West Africa a year and a half ago that France really started becoming anxious to be part of the uranium scene at a political level and expand its influence there. Because, of course, Niger is one of the other main sources of uranium in the world. And France had been there for a long time. It was obviously a French colony back in the day. And after the military coup that took place there, the new leaders distanced themselves from France and actually moved to get rid of the French companies and have instead been cozying up with the Russians. So I think this was the main reason why the French suddenly found this high-level political attention to Central Asia, because they saw the danger of essentially losing access to the uranium that they would need in order to increase their nuclear production as they intend to do. So it's been fairly recent. I think they're welcome in the region. We see this by the political reception they've been given at the highest level. But obviously, France has a long way to go to develop a deeper relationship with those countries and those societies.
You speak with the region routinely. You visit there routinely. Are they waiting for the Americans? Do they talk about the Americans not being much present, given the needs of Central Asia? Is it a topic?
Oh, it's absolutely a topic. It's been a talking for a long time. Unfortunately, I would say this is the new normal if you're sitting in Uzbekistan or in Kazakhstan. They are trying to get the U.S. to be more involved. But, you know, if we step aside from nuclear energy for a moment, Central Asia is still a big producer of oil and natural gas. And as their ability to export those types of energy to the West were complicated by the situation with Russia and Ukraine, they have been trying to do so across the Caspian to Azerbaijan and on towards Europe. The problem here is that under the Biden administration, the U.S. State Department and other parts of the U.S. government are prohibited from even talking to Central Asians about fossil fuel development because of the environmental climate change concerns that have been driving the Biden administration at the behest of environmentalist alarmist lobbies, so to speak. And I think that doesn't inspire confidence among Central Asian leaders who are living in a reality where they know that they will have to continue to depend on the sale of fossil fuels for some time to come.
So what we have then is the uranium ore is not being developed adequately by the needs of the United States and its allies because of fossil fuel prohibiting engagement. Is that where we are right now?
That's where we are right now. And obviously, today, as you mentioned, the U.S. Imports enriched uranium from Russia, whereas a lot of that derives from Kazakhstan, natural uranium that is processed in Russia. So I think going forward, it's going to, aside from the fossil fuels, it's going to be important to develop a direct relationship with the Central Asian states. Kazakhstan is shipping uranium ore towards the West through the Caspian Corridor across Azerbaijan. But obviously, this is happening with very little U.S. political leadership. And that's what would be important for that to be done at a much larger scale.
Svante Cornell, Research Director of the American Foreign Policy Council's Central Asia Caucasus Institute. He's coming to us from his native Stockholm, Sweden.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.